What's going on, Faster Freedom Nation? Before we get into the show, I want to talk about a giveaway that we are doing. The link is going to be in the show notes below, but basically, if you share the giveaway or like and rate the podcast, you are entered to win. The more you share, the more other people share your share, the more points you will get. And what you win, you will win two t-shirts, two Faster Freedom t-shirts, a Faster Freedom hat, an unreleased Faster Freedom mug, and two signed Faster Freedom Own Your Freedom books that I wrote. All really simple stuff, just simply for clicking a link. All right, back to the show.
You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam.
And I'm Lucas.
And Lucas, we have, as the kids call, what do we have today?
Banger.
We got a banger today. We are going to go long and hard and deep into this topic of what they don't teach you in school.
We're not going to go short and wide.
No, not short and wide, not short and shallow. We're going to go deep.
Yep.
Into what they don't teach you in school. A lot that goes into what they don't teach you in school. Then we're going to get into a sports talk a little bit about turf versus real grass. I know this is a big topic for you, real passionate about the turf versus the real grass debate that's going on right now in sports.
Yeah, well, I was at the soccer game, the MLS St. Louis City game, and I was like, that's for sure turf. And then at halftime, they throw up the sprinklers and start watering it.
Because it's
I was
not,
like, that is not turf.
Oh, that, yeah.
I think like they have like a outside edge that's turf, and then like the middle is grass. So it's what
the know. Actual whole field is grass, not the correct. Outside edge of the field.
Not correct. Yeah.
So like out of bounds is maybe turf.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I think that's how they do it.
Which they is, water it at halftime.
At halftime, I'm like, really? Of all times, you have to water it at halftime?
There's so much different about soccer than like. How things are like all the other sports I've grown up in, like they don't say their record in like the ESPN app. It's like it says like their last like six games, win, loss, or draw.
What?
So like if you look That's at weird. If you look at St. Louis City, it'll be like I have no idea what their record is. It yeah. just says like WDLLWW.
Yeah,
their last like six games, and then the home team is first, not second, like it is in every other sport, right? If you're yeah. looking at the ESPN app and it says Golden State Lakers, you know it's at the Lakers, right?
Yes. On the right,
it's opposite.
So it's on the left.
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, in the jersey color, right? That still does, I guess, designate the home team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different from sport to sport.
Yes, it is.
Like usually the like in basketball and baseball, the lighter color jersey is the home. Mm-hmm. But in football, the dark jersey is home.
What about soccer?
I have no idea.
What was it when you were there?
What was it? I don't know. Not sure.
Glad you're paying so much attention, Lucas.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into the true or false and then a little bit of story time. Maybe we'll talk about my Vegas trip. Maybe that'll be some story time. Get some real story time. Tell my mom to not listen to the end. So, Jill, if you're listening to this, turn it off at the end when I do story time about Vegas.
Yeah. I got a funny little story of the soccer game, too, in that night. But either one or both.
Both.
Yeah.
Both. We're going long today, Lucas.
Hard.
In it for the long game.
The banger.
The banger, long, hard banger. Tyler wants us to move on from that analogy.
Deal.
All right, Lucas.
Me too.
So this is what they don't teach you in school. So we got this one from a short video that I've done a few different times, and it seems to do very well because they don't teach you a ton in school that relates to usually the real world. And I'm not like an anti-school person, like a lot of people are, or even anti-college person. We can get at all of that. But we're going to talk about things they don't teach in school that, I don't know. I feel like school doesn't necessarily always prepare you for the real world, and I feel like it could. The school system I don't think is ideal right now in this country, so we can get into all of that. So what is your initial take on schooling and how that prepares you for the real world and or just creating financial freedom?
Oh, yeah. I mean, creating financial freedom is pretty much nothing to do with the school system. Yeah,
think
I guess
that's intentional.
No, I okay. don't. I know some people think it is, but I don't. But whatever. Think what you want, right?
Free country.
Yep. Yeah. When I think of school system, my mind went to so many different places. There, like, are we talking like elementary school, high school, college? Right? Could mm-hmm. be any of those, and there's different stages of your life that you need to know different things. My head jumped to high school, I
okay.
think, where, you know, we're learning how to, or maybe this is middle school, but we're learning like home ec and mm-hmm. like how to bake a cake.
that's more relevant than some of the things you've learned.
That's a good point. That's a great point, actually. Yeah, because I've used that in the past, right?
You've cooked before?
Heck yeah, bro. Have you? You probably haven't.
I don't do a ton of that, no.
Yeah. It's What's your favorite thing to cook? SpaghettiOs?
I don't like SpaghettiOs. A little too tomato-y for me. Yeah, I don't cook a ton. It's either Court's making something really good or we're just ordering.
So when you do cook, what do you cook? Like some on the grill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grill master.
I am a grill master.
Yeah. So the one thing that comes to my mind for sure is when I figured out I needed some extra money to go to college, I needed a student loan, and I honestly didn't understand the repercussions or what a student loan was.
Okay.
Like, that should be taught in freaking high school.
They should tell you what it means to get into like that type of debt and student loan, because most people, the goal of high school is they like tell you to go to college. Like,
for sure.
So what does that mean financially for you to go to college? They don't tell you that at all.
No, at all.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I got this scholarship. My parents paying for this much, but I have this much left. I'll just go get a loan. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'll just take out. They're offering it right here at this table.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they want you to get it, and they don't want you to know how. You know, they want to make it easy for you, number mm-hmm. one, much easier than any type of business loan out there. We've talked about that in the past.
Any type of business loan.
And then they want it to seem like this beautiful rosy thing, which is not necessarily the case.
Yeah, I did a video on like a 25-year-old with a decent job wanting to get a loan on a duplex. They live in one half, rent out the other. The bank's like, we need this, this, and this, 25% down, and an 18-year-old that has no money, like, hey, I need $100,000 for college. Here you go. Like, it's very, very different. So I don't think that the goal of, like, school is – I don't think it's – you know, you said you don't think it is to, like, purposely not to teach you. But I do know – I've done research that our current public school system is designed around, like, what – like Ford and Rockefeller.
Old school.
To create, sure. like – factory workers.
Yeah.
So like
and
time
they have not changed with the times correct. Enough.
Yeah, so it was like during like the you know, I guess towards the tail end of the Industrial Revolution where like they needed factory workers. Mm-hmm. They needed people with somewhat of an education to go in and work at factories, and that's what the country needed at that time. So I don't know that it was like super evil, but it has not changed
much, at least enough.
Yeah. Enough.
For sure. I'll play devil's advocate a little bit, cuz like as far as like learning how to make money and start a business, like it's practically zero mm-hmm. what they teach you, right?
Yes.
Specifically, and probably like as you get into high school, more building on life skills is not there, mm-hmm. I would say. Would you agree with that?
1,000%.
Yeah. Where I think school is beneficial, and it depends on the school. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have a crappy school, none of this matters.
Yep.
So that's why people like to be in good school districts or take their kids out of public school and put them in private school. One way or another, you need to have a good school and a good teacher, right? And for elementary school, I would call it, or even before then, it's not much about, like, the brain power. It's more about developing social skills
mm-hmm.
in a way. And doing that in a way that is preparing you to go into to grow up. So that's what I want to see my school teaching my children, and then I can freaking handle all the rest at home that they don't do that.
Yeah,
that
no, they don't that, do. No, that's a good point.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, not everybody can or wants to handle that at home or has the capabilities, but I get what you're saying. Like, my biggest thing is some of the – I get – like you want to expose kids to everything. You want to expose them to science, to math, mm-hmm. to art, to literature, to history. You want to like kind of see where they're good, where they're bad. You do need to rank them and get them to have grades and do tests and all that kind of thing, like to a general degree. I think that's good. But there's a certain point where you don't have to do that. I don't need to know statistics. Like if mm-hmm. I'm not going to get into that, like there's no point – there's zero point in me like learning some of the things that I learned. And I remember kids talking about like, I'm not going to need to know this in my future career.
They were right.
I think math teacher remember Darwin, the math teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, you guys are right. But I remember because he was like, cool. He's like,
was that Zimmerman?
Is it maybe Zimmerman? Darwin Zimmerman. Yeah. Darwin Zimmerman. His last name was Zimmerman.
I love
the first
that
name
guy.
Was Darwin. Yeah. But he was like, you're right. I mean, I liked him, but he was like, you're right. Like, I mean, you probably won't use this, but you need to do this to get to the next level. So,
and I don't think we knew what we're going to need and not need, but looking back, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a lot of time wasted effort. I do. Yeah. So speaking of Darwin, so I remember I had like a...
But that's high school too, right?
Yeah, it was high school too. Yeah. So I think I had like an 88 in this class.
Ooh.
And I needed an A
yeah.
to get a 4.0, like to like graduate with a 4.0. Mm-hmm. I think you graduate with like a 4.1, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I needed an A to get a 4.0. And I went to him. I was like, hey, is there anything I can do? I need like a couple more points again. Yeah. He's like... It's like, I don't think so, or whatever, blah, blah. And then I got the report card, had A on it. My man, Darwin.
Yeah, he was a wrestling coach, too?
I think so, or, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was awesome, man. He was always in the gym pumping iron and pretty quiet guy, yeah. but an excellent teacher.
For
yeah.
sure, I liked him.
Yeah.
So
but
we're going
to... Math teacher.
Math teacher. We're going to yeah. get into the specifics of what you learn and don't learn. Now, this is more of like a just general school concept. So I do think the schooling system in America is somewhat broken. I don't think teachers get paid enough. Mm-hmm. And I think people follow money. So I think if teachers got paid more, there would be more talented people becoming teachers, in my opinion, and more.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Just bottom line, I'd like to play devil's advocate.
You should do that more.
Yeah. So right now, I have this giant, like a long hallway with like all like the first grade and kindergarten teachers. And the majority of
at your son's school?
At my son's school.
Okay.
And he's in first grade. The majority at that age, the teachers are women, mm-hmm. I would say. Well, at least in our school.
That's yeah, I think more there are more yeah. women teachers than male teachers. I don't know the exact percentages. T-York, look it up. The yeah. difference. I would assume it's, my guess is 70-30.
Okay. Great guess, probably.
Thank
right.
you.
But these freaking women are angels, bro, mm-hmm. to be able to handle and guide these kindergartens and first graders. They're just the purest of souls in mm-hmm. my eyes. At least like pretty close, Sam. 75 and 25.
Yep. 75 female, 25 male. Yep.
Yeah. So do you think, I was saying, they do it for the right reasons?
Yes.
You know what I mean? They love to teach and they love children.
Mm-hmm.
At the good schools. Like
yes.
I said too. So do you think that would change at all? If it's you know, a super high paying job and people are just doing it for the money.
See,
I'm not saying don't pay teachers more.
I think there needs to be. I don't. I guess I should have worded it. The teachers there are incredible people, but I feel like the more incredible people would be attracted to it if it paid more. Like I just, and this is a personal thing, but this is wild. I've known you since middle school, probably maybe elementary school, but like actually got to know each other in middle school. Like I went to public schools. My mom was a public school teacher. My wife's a public school occupational therapist. Like I'm a public school like proponent,
mm-hmm.
very much so. I would make fun of private school kids and like their uppityness. And I just, cause there's a lot of private schools in St. Louis and I like the wearing the same, you know, clothes every day and all that kind
yeah.
of stuff. I did not like public or private schools and I thought I would never send my kid to a private school. But in first grade, Maisie was in a class of 26 kids and her teacher was in a public school and her teacher was gone like 40% of the time because she was, I don't know if it was health or her mom's health maybe, or she was near retirement so she could do whatever she wanted because she had tenure.
Mm-hmm.
So Maisie was a quiet kid, smart-ish, not like a genius, but smart. So she like kind of got by, but there were kids that really needed help. There were loud kids. There were kids on IEP, and Maisie just was drowning. They like would just go send her to an iPad, and she was behind on everything.
Yeah.
And we went to a teacher conference, and the teacher's like, I don't know what level she's at because I haven't had a chance to work with
her.
Oh, my gosh. And like that's like yeah. I don't think that's super uncommon. That's a pretty extreme example, but 26 kids. So
yeah.
then we toured a couple private schools, and we actually her first grade year we pulled her out in February, which is insane. I thought I'd never send a kid to private school, and then I for sure thought I'd never pull a kid out in the middle of the year, but we sent her to a private school. And before this she would have stomach aches every morning because she didn't want to go to school. She got anxious, she would be constipated, all of this stuff physically because she did not like school and it was a horrible experience for her. Private school, 11 kids in her class, 11 kids in the other first grade class at the time. Now she's in second grade and there's three teachers, one for mm-hmm. each and then a floater. So like it's insane the amount of support she gets. And they're like, she's a little bit behind, but it doesn't matter. We teach each kid at the level that they're
yeah,
at. There's
I love
not like
that.
Everybody has to learn this. It's like, no, we'll separate out. We got groups. We can help. So it is just an insane experience how much she loves it and how much the teachers love it. And so I think if we could get a little bit more towards that, which again, 26 kids for one teacher.
Yeah, that's insane.
So, and that's in a growing, you know, school. I think that'll even out a little bit. But in general, if we could get to a little bit more of more teachers, more support, all that kind of things, and money would help that, I guess, is what I was saying, where it's not like make every teacher make $100,000. That's not going to solve the problem.
More like into the system more than anything.
Yes.
But yeah, they are worth $100,000 plus, obviously, way more than that. But no, I see that. I think every school is different, right?
And that's school by school basis.
Yeah. So I think doing your So when you're in public school, you have to go to a school based on where you live.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people base where they live a lot of times on the school district.
Yeah, it's
right?
more important than anything else. When we were comping houses, like you got to have it in the same school district
for sure. Real estate plug right there.
Yeah, buddy.
We like real estate.
R-E to the state.
R-E-I. R-E-I.
Real estate investors.
So regardless what it is, every school is not created equally. Do your research. And even with the public school that you're in, do your research. Do the research before you move there. Do it after. And then always be looking at maybe there's a better option out there in the private sector.
Yeah. Well, last thing, then we'll move on to actual like things that we
they
can
don't.
Teach you.
Yeah.
That and like we teach on our social media, some of the stuff we're going to talk about. So because you didn't learn in school, where are you going to learn it? Well, you can learn it from us. But the other thing that's kind of wild walls is several people that we have talked to. Several, let's say, I can think of at least three off the top of my head, maybe four. They are teachers in public schools and they send their kids to private because they're like, I don't want my kids being a part of this. And again, a school by school basis.
Yeah, for sure.
So that, but that's wild to me.
Yeah.
That, like,
what district is it? I guess
one or two Wright City, one Wentzville. So
I can see that. There's probably some private teachers sending their kids to public
potentially
too.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's just crazy. And a part of it is the growingness of where we live.
Yeah.
like it's established, you know, not a ton of new houses being built, so they can figure out how many kids are going to be there, and you know, kids are just getting poured into these schools in a growing area. So that is part of it
for sure. What is like, and we're talking about like elementary school here, right? And to me, I feel like the school system is better set up for elementary, whether public or private.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are the type of skills that school is actually set up for better. But as you grow up and mature and age and need to learn some of these other life skills to go outside of your parents' house, like they just fail you so much. So what I want my children to have, am I going to get that in any freaking school? No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Period.
No, I agree with that.
Period. But that's hard to say, but every parent's different. They want different things with their child, and they're going to pick the best school that hopefully can provide some of that. So not all of it is on you at the house when they get home.
I think what you're saying is you're there are certain things that they can't learn in school that they shouldn't learn in school, and that's fine. But there are probably things that we're getting ready to get into. That's a good segue, that they should teach everybody in school. Like
more tactical things.
And I think most
of
this is high school. So I think almost all this is going to be high school focused, because I do think that they're better set up younger, like you said, as well as when you're 8, 9, 10. Like, you should just get a little bit of exposure to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You should learn how to talk with people. You should learn how to write and read and all this stuff.
Debate.
Debate and arm wrestle. No, but you should learn a lot of things. But as you get a little bit older, learning about statistics and all the stuff that you don't need to know just doesn't make sense. So, learning geometry. Like
that doesn't help you.
Parallelograms.
Ooh. I can draw one right now.
Holograms.
Parallelograms. Is this a parallelogram?
Let me see.
Oh, God, that's not the best.
A rhombus?
Is that a parallelogram?
I believe so.
Is that a parallelogram? Tell me if that's a parallelogram. Man, that's a bad. But in general.
Rhombus.
Rhombus.
R-H-O-M-B-U-S.
Is this a rhombus?
Look up a New York.
Is that a rhombus?
I don't think so. Look
up
rhombus.
Is that a rhombus, guys?
Look up a rhombus, T. York. He's looking it up right now, and then we're going to get into actually the like the people are like, we want to know what you teach.
Oh, rhombus is what I drew.
The first time.
The first time. What about parallelogram?
People are like, I want to know what they don't teach you in school.
Same thing. Maybe a rhombus is a type of parallelogram?
Rhombus
looks more like a diamond.
Yeah. What makes it a rhombus? The equal...
Yeah, equal angles.
Equal angles within. No. That's a square?
But... Oh, two equal angles.
Okay. All right. So, what they don't teach you in school. So, something that they for sure, I think, should teach, number one, is they should talk a little bit about... you don't have to know how to run, file your taxes, but when you turn 18 and you get a job, you have to file taxes. Not everybody lives with their parents, or their parents can file their taxes for them. Like, I'm sure your dad helped you. My dad did my year I turned 18, like when you're getting a job and like right after you graduate. So teaching you somewhat about tax prep and what that looks like. And it could be a 6-week course. It could be an entire semester. It could be an entire year. But getting some exposure to the tax system and how to file. Shoot, I guess while I'm talking about this out loud, there's no reason why they couldn't have some type of software or tax or TurboTax, something that could teach you how to file taxes.
For sure. They could even have like some sort of program or relationship with local tax preparation firms that can do it at a discount for kids getting out of school and coming in and teaching those classes. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, because you get smacked with that in the face right away when you start to make money.
And boom.
Boom. And you also, if you have a job in high school, you still have to pay. Yeah, so you still have that too. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing is what a credit score is.
Yeah.
How to get a credit score, how to keep it high, improve it and keep it high, and what the benefits of a strong credit score are.
Yeah, because when I got to college, we got signed up with Commerce Bank because they were in like cafeteria at Missouri State. They like had a booth. So it's like, there, we'll start our credit. We'll start like our bank account with you because
I think that's another one. Yeah.
Because you're here. Yeah. So because you're here, and that's fine, but like, should have had choices and known what the difference of the different credit cards.
I started with Commerce too back in the day.
Because they were probably at your school or maybe not.
Yeah, they're in my little hometown.
Yeah, so
Numeli.
You have no options. Yeah. Numeli. Yeah, haha. You're so funny.
But general banking, I think, would be another one, like checking account, savings account, checkbook, debit card, balancing a checkbook.
Budgeting. Simple budgeting. Your expenses.
Yeah.
What are your monthly, weekly expenses? Divide them out. What are your yearly expenses, if you have any? So you can divide them out by 12, by the month. Like, you know, eventually you're going to own a house and you're going to have to pay property tax at the end of the year. So figure out what that is, divide it by 12 and put that into it. Can be a simple Excel or Google sheet at this point, formula that they give people. Like they don't, I'm guessing, Tyler, you just graduated. They don't teach any of that in high school, right? Okay, yeah, Tyler, he's a 21-year-old kiddo.
Just
graduated 3 years ago. It's been almost 20 for us.
Yikes.
Old balls.
Double his age.
20-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Coming up in a couple years, Walls.
What should we do? You want to plan it?
I'm good. We'll let Alex Smith plan it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Alex.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, hit her in the face with any sort of ball?
Nope, never. It's right in the face with the baseball.
That was an accident. That was much of a...
Tell them the story, Lucas, so they don't know that I didn't do it on purpose.
Well, yeah,
it wasn't on purpose.
It was definitely not on purpose. We're on a baseball team together, and
freshman year,
we had a group of people come to watch us play in a tournament, and Sam was very thankful that they came and watched us. Of course, we all were. That was fun to have a crowd that wasn't, because we weren't at our home field, and they were, I don't know, a few hundred feet away, a couple hundred feet
away.
Pretty
far.
And they were watching us getting warmed up for the game. It was before the game, and Sam thought he would, like, try to scare them by throwing a baseball in their vicinity, and got a little too close, and it hit someone in the face.
Alex Smith, right in the face.
Alex.
180
You're awesome.
Feet, 180 feet away with a baseball.
Yeah, knocked her off the back of the bleachers.
Whoopsie.
Accident.
I don't throw stuff anymore at all.
Yeah, maybe not that hard of stuff.
See, so we're going to go hard. But yeah, budgeting.
Budgeting. Next one I would think would be just like benefits to renting versus buying a house and what it looks like to buy a house. What's a good loan? What's a good all this? What are your options? I think that's important. I know we're real estate guys, but that seems like it would be important to me because you got to live somewhere.
Yes.
And why are you picking one versus the other?
Yeah, 1,000%. And along those lines, Lucas, got me thinking something about like vehicle ownership, like leasing versus owning a vehicle. Yeah. And I still don't know what I have to bring to the freaking DMV when I get my plates renewed and like what it takes to buy a vehicle, and like getting the title. It gets, you go, you sign on it, and then they send you the title, and then you sign it, then you send it back, then you get the, like, this is just a like just teaching that kind of process of how things look, and it's different, I'm sure, for each state or even maybe county, but teach for the county or state that you're in. That could for sure be a class, or just part of like a week-long lesson in a class.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be take over everything.
I would even go into like investing a little bit too. You know, probably not as important as a lot of these other like things you have to have, but still super important to be able to not work the rest of your life, is to start putting money aside into some sort of investment vehicle early and often, and get it on autopilot so you don't have to think about it, so you don't have to work till you're 75.
Yeah, just understanding mutual funds,
yeah,
versus like a 401k, a stock, versus like, yeah, IRAs, and the difference between real a Roth
estate.
IRA,
ooh,
real estate, just between a Roth IRA,
yep,
and saying like, doesn't, again, these can be extremely base level understandings of what a bond is.
Yep.
Like things like that, a treasury bond, and like
you're pumped about that.
Yeah. Well, just it's so simple. Like I barely understand what they are now, and like, and you know, a CD and just stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good one.
Yeah. So very base level financing.
Yeah.
What else we got in here?
Life skills. So more cooking is what you're saying.
More cooking. Like what is the ideal temperature for a cookie to have like kind of like a little bit crispy on the outside, but still got some
whatever doughiness. The directions say, I just cut it in half.
What?
Yeah.
Cause you like it doughy.
I like it really soft, not hard.
Does Ashley feel the same way?
No, she is just the opposite. Actually.
Okay. She likes some burnt and hard.
Yeah.
Rock hard.
All right. What other life skills that they don't teach you in school that they should, Sam?
I think we covered a lot of them. I just think in general, and we're not going
to... What about outside of the finance world? I feel like we talked about money a lot.
I mean, we talked about cars. I mean, so like, you know, I guess people don't, like oil changes aren't as big of a thing anymore. But I mean, the biggest thing they don't teach you, in my opinion, is the financing side. But I guess something that I feel like I got a better grasp for in college than in high school, because I know we're in high school right now, is like those team projects and presenting and things like, mm-hmm, that. I feel like they could do a better job presenting, because I feel like almost every job you're going to get into, there's going to be some level of presentation needed, whether it be a small group or a large group.
Yep.
I took a public speaking course in college.
Same.
One time, but
yep,
they didn't have them in high school, and I don't know.
That helped a lot, too.
Yeah,
that was a good actual course.
It made me very uncomfortable, but it helped.
So uncomfortable.
I got voted to give, like, the best in my class to, like, give it in front of, like, the whole, like, school, and I said no. And I kept using a quote, like, all right, I would say, like, whatever it was, I think it was, I don't remember what the speech was on, I think it was on the impact of having Highway 44 go right through Springfield. If it didn't, like, what would have happened?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, and I was like, brainyquote.com, and I kept saying brainyquote.com, and I kept, like, said like four different times
on
in
accident?
The speech on accident, because they were just like brainyquote.com, brainyquote.com, but I still won the vote. So
won the belt.
Fuck you.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it. I think presenting along the same side of that, I know a lot of people won't agree with it, but that's all right, is maybe some sort of sales or negotiation skills as, mm-hmm, well, because even if you're not directly in sales, like, you're in it one way or another, mm-hmm, at some point in your life, whether you're buying a new car or a new house or negotiating with your children.
When you're at a job interview, you're selling yourself.
Exactly. So you're going to need it.
Some type of way to frame conversations.
That's a great one, by the way.
Yeah.
Like resume.
Yeah.
Job
they don't do any of that.
Searching for a job. Yeah.
Think they do that now, right? You didn't any. Goodness gracious.
Talk about like getting into the trades versus going to tech school, mm, versus going to community college, four-year college, being an entrepreneur, like just different career options, I think would be good too.
So there's a lot that they don't teach you in school.
Yeah.
And if you're not in school, which probably everybody's listening or watching at this point is not, we do a decent level at most of those things. Now, we don't, and some of these gave me ideas for some content as far as like, owning versus leasing cars and things like that, and just different things we can continue to do. But in general, we teach people how to create wealth through real estate based on what we've done on this Faster Freedom brand throughout all of social medias.
We talked about real estate three times this podcast. Not bad.
Not bad. More than most.
We're plugging you, baby.
We plug in. All right. All right. you talked a little bit about, getting car loans and things like that, but just debt. Obviously, we're big on debt and leverage here, but, business debt versus consumer debt, mm-hmm, asset debt versus consumer debt. It's a big difference. I'm actually my boy T-Horse, we're going to try to we're going to make a hard push to get down on the Dave Ramsey show to talk about the difference in consumer debt and asset debt, to see if he can allow us to just have a little bit of a plug considering he called us liars.
Are you going to stop like going at him just for a little bit or not, or just keep going at him? Maybe that'll help get on.
I feel like everyone goes at Dave Ramsey about
easy target.
Yeah.
For sure.
And he loves it. It helps his brand a million percent. And I actually talked to Ryan about this, but he's like, yeah, I go on a little bit you more, but like he didn't call me a liar, so there's a little bit difference.
Yeah,
like with like actually calling you out. But yeah, I mean, they do usually do well, but honestly, we make a Dave Ramsey video a month, so it's nothing crazy. I get that it gets seen, but I'm not doing a Dave Ramsey video a week. I would bet, what are we in November? I bet we've done 10 or 11 Dave Ramsey videos all year.
One a month.
It's not that bad. I'm just saying we're not like overdoing it, like some people do.
Cool. Well, get on there. Battle him.
Not that, because he wouldn't let us be on his show. Anybody listening or watching, know Dave Ramsey, call me a liar. That's fine. If you all have a connection with him, I don't want to like argue with him because he's not going to let me like try to prove the debt is good. But just Tyler had the idea of talking about how to spot like a fake guru that's lying versus somebody that actually is, like something along those lines, because he's not going to let me go on and have a battle about debt because he understands that he's not an idiot, that some debt is good, but he can't let his brand be known that
for sure
that some debt is good. Like he can't even
he's
let
all
that,
in.
He can't. He has to be. And it's worked great for him.
Yeah,
phenomenal brand. I mean, I bet he.
Yeah, I mean, he's Googled as much as Drake.
He's probably worth more than Drake.
Let's look it up.
Look it up. I mean, I think he. I mean, he makes a few. Maybe Drake probably active income is more, I would guess. But I bet Dave makes several million dollars a month. So that's my point, is it works well for him. He doesn't want to chink in that no-debt armor.
That was a while ago.
Oh, that's not even close.
That's 5 years ago.
I bet I've heard it's $400 or $500 million right now with all the real estate he's been buying.
280, that's a lot.
Yeah, so that's probably more accurate.
That is a lot. Drake.
I bet Drake's like 4 or 5. Two. Yep, almost the same according to that. But yeah. So, anyways, they're both around a quarter of a bill. Did I tell you my whole thing about Dave Ramsey and he might become the first billionaire with no debt? Have I told you that?
No.
I saw a tweet that like Dave Ramsey, like worth, you know, they said like $400 million or something like that with all the real estate owned. He's on his path to become the first billionaire without debt. And it was like a bam. And I'm like, would you rather chase something that one person can do or that everybody else does? One person's going to become a billionaire in the history of the world without debt, and the other thousands and thousands of billionaires and multimillionaires use debt. So
he'd already be a billionaire if he did it the right way.
He would be worth $4 billion if he had debt. So anyways, it's like an opposite. Like you're proving my point when you say he's the only one that can do without debt.
Yep.
Okay. So a little bit of sports talk. In general, I know everybody's very, very interested. Fantasy football team, 5-2, still rocking. Most points, most points four. So I've scored the most points in the league.
Ooh, congrats, man!
Me and John Shear. John Shear going up 5-2 versus 5-2 this week.
Morale's high on your team.
Morale's high on the team. We got Jordan Jefferson's on the IR bench, but Cooper Kupp slid right in.
Yeah.
So we're just rocking.
Next man up.
ETN, Kamara, we're rocking. Herbert's kind of been a little bit disappointing as far as points goes, but that's all right.
Coach GM.
I'm basically like Andy Reid and Bill Belichick combined because I got the defense, the offense, the GM.
Love it.
Little Jerry Jones in there because I'm the owner.
Nice.
So
good for you, man.
No big deal. Yeah. No big deal. All right. Speaking of NFL, I'll talk a little bit about, we had a little bit of conversation earlier, but turf versus real grass. So in general concept, grass is a lot harder to maintain. It requires more maintenance, and you know, obviously gets torn up and is more expensive, and you can't be as flexible as far as like what you can't,
especially in football.
Well, yeah, and, right? Yeah, and you can't put for sure in football, you can't just put like wood over it and like do a concert with when it comes to grass because it would kill it, but you can with turf. Okay. So anyways, more flexible, but it's much worse for the athletes. I think there's several studies out there that knee injuries, ankle injuries are much more prevalent when it comes to turf than grass. So what do you think about, should it, as a business, like you own the stadium, but you're doing turf because it's more advantageous for you, but people get hurt more. What would you do? Because you're going to own an NFL or NBA team. You never know. You may own an NFL team, Lucas.
Yeah, I guess I don't know as much about football, but I'm trying to think of, like, would most of the time, like, just, like, down the middle of an NFL field? Because there are grass NFL fields, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a lot of them.
And it's possible
What's
to maintain,
to
right?
Grass versus, like, Chiefs are grass. There's a lot of grass fields.
So it's possible to maintain.
And in Vegas, it's grass. But the new Vegas stadium, it expands out. Like, it's all on rollers. Like, the entire, like, foot of dirt and grass go out into the parking lot so that it grows, and then it comes back in for games. Isn't that wild?
Holy cow. That is wild.
The stadium's very cool looking, but I was just in Vegas.
So, yeah, if it's possible,
it's
50-50. The models, what I would not want is to put grass down and not have the capabilities to not have the funds or something to upkeep it, because you don't want bad grass.
Well, if you're an owner, you're
bad grass, whether it's patchy or just all freaking mud and dirt, is probably just as bad as turf is.
Yeah.
So if you can maintain it the proper way, just by some money that you have, then yeah, go grass all the
way.
But
you're
not
going to be able to be as flexible
with other venues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, I mean, they do it at Arrowhead. They had old T. Swift there.
That was before the season started, but yes.
So not during the season.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. It's a good point, though. You can be flexible outside of season because the Busch Stadium, they have
Busch
events
Stadium,
there, but
yeah.
it's usually. I guess they did one during the season not that long ago, I remember, and then they had to replace the grass or whatever. So
yeah.
I guess it's
possible. Yeah. Just a lot more hoops and challenges to go through. So in baseball, like, it stays so strong and thick.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with football, it gets torn up so easily. So
and most of the a lot of football stadiums have like that. Not all, but like have like the domes and things like that.
Yeah.
Baseball, it's all.
I can't believe it rolls out and rolls back.
Isn't that
in
nuts?
The Vegas Stadium.
I think so. Matt Sieb told me that. Look it up, to York, just to be sure. Matt Sieb told me that. I don't think he was lying. Because I think I had heard that. So it's Allegiant Stadium is what it's called.
Yeah. Well, that's super cool. So, yeah, I would. I love grass. Turf's nice too. But if you're running around on it, obviously, you don't want people tearing up their knees and stuff. Not good.
Not good at all. Maybe not. You think that would pop up? Hard Rock. It's called Hard Rock. I think it's called. It's called Allegiant.
It looks like Hard Rock's the Miami one.
Yeah. Let's see here. Great for. Yep. There you go. See. Isn't that nuts? See that the picture goes out.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's wild.
That is crazy. That's the best of both worlds.
Yep.
If you get that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, if you want a concert, you just roll your grass out and drop a concert in there.
So
you could probably get it to grow better that way, too.
Yeah. So story time, we'll get into Vegas, the Sphere, a lot of...
Yeah, they got this cool video of how they do this, too. Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
Is that wild?
Just do that. Every stadium, just do that. You don't have to worry about it. It's like, what is that? What do you think? 2 or 3 foot, a section of earth?
I mean, look at that person. Probably 3 feet, yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
How heavy is that?
Yeah, like what type of roller system is that? That's impressive.
That is wild.
Very cool.
The stadium looks sick, too.
So just do that.
We'll do that. We'll get into the Vegas story here in a little bit. Jill will have to stop listening. I'm kidding. It was... We literally,
you can listen, Joe.
Yeah, we went to bed at 8:30 two of the nights, and a little bit later one night. But
8:30 a.m.
p.m.
Oh wow,
10:30 Central time though on my body. Mm. All right, so true or false, Lucas? Were Lucas, you asking me? Okay, you ready to? If I go 100%, Lucas,
you ain't going 100.
If I go 100%, what do you have to do? Shirt off?
10
no,
push-ups?
That's a little aggressive. 20 push-ups.
Okay,
and if I. No, I don't have to do anything.
Well, if you miss them all.
If I miss them all, okay.
Then, yeah. All right. True or false? You don't have the answers, do you?
I do not.
Okay, good. All right. Statement number one, true or false, Sam. The Earth is the only planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise.
So, I'm...
Does the Earth rotate clockwise?
Yeah, so there's
is
that.
The first question.
So does it rotate clockwise is the other thing. And the other thing is there are 9 planets. I think Pluto's still a planet or not. It goes back and forth. The odds of like...
The odds would be
very
strange.
I'm going to go false.
You are correct.
Woo! I don't got to do push-ups.
The Earth does rotate clockwise, but also Venus is the other one that rotates clockwise.
Well, there's only two.
Yeah. A neighboring planet.
So,
Friendly Neighbor.
Speaking of the Sphere, and Postcard from Earth was the movie we saw at the Sphere, so we'll talk about that later. You know what the Sphere is, right?
I do know what the Sphere is. I don't know what that movie is, though.
This is what we saw at when I was in Vegas.
Okay.
Me and Matt went to the show.
Is it a show or is it a movie? It's like, can you see it at Wentzville, maybe? Okay,
it's just for that.
Okay.
Because it's made for everything, but it was wild,
like Planet Earth?
And it was two tickets were $700.
Woo! That is up there.
Through that.
So that means there were $350 a piece. I learned that in my public school education.
Oh!
All right, statement number two. Honey from bees never goes bad.
False.
That's true.
Fuck. So you don't have to do push-ups. Honey, how do they know?
That's wild. It says never spoils, but you know what? Okay, same thing.
I was going to say, because sugar does. I mean, so salt.
That's wild.
So I know salt is a preservative, but I figured sugar, there's some natural sugars in it, does.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. What's crazier, that or the stadium thing with the grass rolling out?
Probably the stadium thing.
Yeah, I think so, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So neither of us have to do push-ups.
All right.
But this is for the win or the loss.
This is for the win or the loss. All right. Statement number three is a funny
one.
Why
are you laughing?
This is a funny one. A group of crows is called a murder.
I know this one. This one's true.
Yep.
I knew that
A group
one.
Of crows is often referred to as a murder of
that
crows.
That might be the first one.
At first, I thought it said cows.
that would be funny. they do get murdered.
I was like, maybe.
So that was the only one I think I've actually known for sure.
Yes, the other ones you just have guessed.
Yes.
But I like your deduction skills on statement number one.
Yes.
It worked out in your favor.
I learned that in not public school.
Man, you could have easily got that second one right.
I know. Dang, you would have been doing push-ups. I would have been so embarrassing. Your face would have got so red. So, you want to hear some bad news first?
Sure.
Can't paintball.
Ah!
I know.
Why?
Because Maisie had...
That'd have been a good story, too, by the way.
We got some other good stories. So
why are we paintballing real quick?
Oh yeah, so we're paintballing today. Every quarter we like to do a team event, and this team event is we're going to shoot each other with paintballs. So majority of the office is going out to do a paintballing event at 1 p.m. today. Just a fun thing to hang out. People are going to go shoot. People are going to go hang out at a little patio thing and not shoot. So we did bowling a couple quarters ago. What was the last one? Bowling wasn't last one, was it?
No, we did something. What was the last one?
It's not been that fun if we can't think of it.
It was fun.
Was it?
We were just... Oh, crap. Do you remember, Tyler? What did we do? Bowling? No, that was a while ago.
Was it? Oh, Dennis's thing. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. We did a swim party.
Yeah.
Like.
So anyways, we're doing that. So very fun. We like to do that kind of thing. So I didn't go last year because I was out of town on a golf trip. This year going, I got my paintball clothes in the car. Mm. Maisie has like a Halloween party at her school I'm skipping it though.
Yeah.
It's at like 1 o'clock, I think, or 1:30. And Courtney's parents are going to watch Eliza, but she woke up with 103 degree fever.
Oh, bummer,
and I don't blame her parents not wanting to watch her, so I'm going to have to go home and watch Eliza. So yeah. I cannot paintball, which stinks.
Sarah's kiddo's got their Halloween like party today, too, that she's like volunteer at. And
well, Courtney's that volunteer, like the host of it. She's got all the bags and everything. So anyway.
It's a busy time of year, and a lot of people are freaking sick. Both of my kiddos are on antibiotics from ear infections right now, so... Just that time of year.
So I can't shoot you.
Gosh, it is so fun. I wanted you to be there and get your wish on who you wanted to shoot.
I know. Gosh, Phil Blackwood right in the face. I've never even paintball before.
It's exhilarating, bro.
I think we should have done it and like had like a, at the end like a face off, me and you, like Hamilton.
Yeah.
Like a 10-step turnaround draw.
We would have definitely done that, and we would also have given like everybody else a chance to like shoot us a little bit.
Dang
too.
Yeah. I wasn't like bummed that I missed last year because I was golfing, but I'm super bummed just gonna be sitting at my house while y'all are doing that. I guess I could bring no, I'm not gonna do that. She's got 103 for years. She probably feels like shit. All right, okay. So some story time. So before we do that, Lucas, why don't you say, I got some Vegas stories, you got a story, we got a little bit of time. Why don't you tell everybody about the core value winner this quarter?
Oh,
CK.
Let's just talk about how we do it real quick. So we have core values here at our company, obviously, that we live and breathe by. and we have a submittal process when someone on the team recognizes someone else goes above and beyond their normal job description and really exemplifies one of the core values, they can submit a nomination for that person to be a core value award recipient. So by the end of the quarter, we get up to, you know, maybe 10 nominations or so, give or take, of people throughout the quarter who have showed their core values in a really cool way. So we vote on those people as a whole entire group, and Mr. Tyler York won for quarter three, which was really freaking cool. Won for extreme ownership, I believe, but he was also nominated for three other core values. So the clear winner in my eyes was Tyler for the quarter. So congratulations, bro. That was freaking awesome.
T. York coming on strong. Cool. Awesome. Do you have your story, or do you want me to go to my story first?
Let's talk Vegas.
So, well,
I got mine.
Okay, go. Okay.
Mine is less fun, I think.
Okay.
But it's fun.
Well, mine's not really. I was teasing it. It was the most lame Vegas trip ever, but it was fun.
Okay. So, it's an inaugural season for our professional soccer team here in St. Louis.
City.
Right? St. Louis City is their name. And they've been, it went fast, but they've been working on this plan for 3-4 years.
Probably at least, yeah.
Maybe five, yeah. So, and then they built this stadium, this amazing stadium. So the first season was like, I don't know, ballpark April to
September?
October.
Okay.
Because I just went to the last game. That's how I know it was October. So it went April. I was like, oh, I got all season. I got to go. And I ended up going to the last game, luckily, that I won at our, not won, but I paid for at our charity event. Not a huge soccer fan, mm-hmm. but I do understand the significance of what this team and stadium means to our city. It's something we needed. And St. Louis in general is a big soccer town.
Yes, huge.
Big soccer town. Especially for youth. Mm-hmm. It's one of the biggest leagues around, I think, in the country. So go down to this game, and just the park, the stadium, the brand-new stadium, and everything around there is so freaking nice.
Is it?
It is so nice.
Right there, that Union
it
Station.
It ties right into that, and Union Station is awesome right now. I remember a time not that long ago where people didn't want to go to Union Station.
Yeah, it wasn't
or
like, yeah, it was,
afraid or something, yeah. Right? So that and that just right in Midtown-ish, right, is just so freaking cool. And we were playing the Seattle Kraken, I believe. Last game of the year. We're
boo.
Already in. Yeah, boo. And so they have like a fan base. And you know soccer fans, right? Mm-hmm.
They're wild.
Yeah. So I asked for a picture of a group that I went with from a Seattle fan. I didn't necessarily know it at the time, but then I saw like her. She had like a little beanie on. And we were getting a picture, and with the city in the background, and she's like, "You guys have a beautiful city here," and I was like, "Is that something we hear a lot in St. Louis?" So I was, you know, maybe this part is beautiful,
yeah.
But regardless, I'm gonna take it as a win, and that maybe we're making some steps in the right direction
to get our NBA team.
Yeah, imagine that, dude.
Yeah, that'd be. I mean, I get the MLS is like, but. It's, not anywhere near the NBA. That'd
right.
be a big deal to get an NBA team. So that is cool. Seattle's a really cool city, but I think there's some crappy areas of Seattle as well.
Yeah,
so
just like every city.
Oh, every city, for sure. Awesome. So just doing a quick recap on my trip to Vegas. So I went out there to be on some podcasts, to be on Ryan Pineda's podcast. Was going to be on Bradley's podcast, but he had to cancel. I got on Sean Kelly's podcast. So got on a few podcasts, ended up getting on Ryan Pineda's COO's podcast of his Wealthy Way, and this Brian DeVille, I believe how you say his name. So anyways, got on some podcasts, so that was good. Went out there on Sunday, and 3.5-hour flight, tired. We hadn't eaten yet, met a buddy out there, and ended up meeting and hanging out with Brandon Turner with Bigger Pockets, so that was cool to get to know him a little bit. We went to dinner at 10 o'clock on Sunday night.
That's
which is
probably pretty common out
which
there.
Which is midnight my body's time from just traveling and jet lag, so I was like exhausted.
I bet late dinners are common out there, for sure.
Yes, and we had a sommelier there with us, though.
A person from Somalian? Tell me what that is.
I didn't know.
I have no idea.
You acted like you do.
No, I did. I was asking if it was a person from Somalia
a country?
A Somalian? Yeah, it's like,
A sommelier is somebody that can their job or whatever is like to be like head to head. There it is. You're right.
Yeah.
Like, what a sommelier.
Like Somalian pirates. Those are like the pirates in
like Captain Phillips. Yeah.
They are. So you were not with a Somalian.
No, I was not with a sommelier. So sommelier is somebody that can, like, their whole job is to, like, have experiences. Like, he can taste wine. You can give him a glass of wine, just a glass, not the bottle, and he can tell you where the grape is from, what region, what type of wine it is. They're, like, supposed to be able to have experiences, and there's and like talk about food and where it came from and pair stuff together. It's just supposed to be, like, an experience connoisseur kind of thing.
Okay.
Would that be the best way to describe it, maybe, experience connoisseur? What is the definition?
A wine steward.
Yeah, okay. So we went there, and I was exhausted. I had like a headache. I would like drank a little bit, but not a ton. And it was like super late. And he like told us to all close our eyes. And he's like, "What in 2018 is when this bottle was bottled. What were you doing? Think of one event that happened 2018." And like, so everybody at the table closed their eyes, like six of us. And he's like, when you were going through that, these grapes were being picked by a vintner who's passion was to pick grapes. He got up at 5 a.m. The sun was beaming. There was mist on the field. He was picking the grapes one by one, putting them in a bin, bringing them in, measuring them, weighing them. Then they smashed them. So he went through this whole like 5-minute description. And then he's like, then they got bottled. Then they sat and they sat. And then they got a little bit of dust on them. And then they got shipped out to Vegas. And then all of that happened so you could enjoy this next sip of. So it was cool. Most people, especially me, you know, like don't ever like slow down and like be present. Yeah. But like I had to be, and then like taking that sip of wine, it made the wine much more enjoyable. He did that with a couple different things. He paired the wine with a few different things, and then he did a little bit with the food. There was like pork, and he's like, think of what the pork had to go through to get here. So anyway,
it's a little more vulgar,
a little darker. But that was all part of the experience. So it was a cool experience. And then getting on a few podcasts. But that night went to bed at like 12:30. Which was like 2:30 my time, which I go to bed about 9 o'clock my time.
Real quick on the wine steward, yeah. I could. So your dad has a little small vineyard with some grapes, right, and loves making wine. I could see him doing that.
And you know who would love that would be Dowder.
Yes.
Oh gosh, he would. He would have a. Yeah, he'd be excited during that whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, So we did that, and then the next day was on Ryan's podcast, hung out with his team in the office. That was cool. And then that evening, me and Matt went to dinner at the hotel at MGM. And it was like 8:30. We're like, I'm freaking tired because that was like late our body time still. And then so I went to bed, and then the next night I went to bed at like 9. So not the most exciting Vegas trip, but it was fun.
Good.
Lost a little bit of money. Lost about $300 on blackjack in less than 5 minutes, I would say, because I lost like 3 hands in a row. And I was like, the odds are I'm going to win this hand. So I bet like $150, and I didn't win.
No.
I just left. And then I put a couple parlays on some sports and lost. Nice. I'd say I lost $500 total.
It was a good, kind of a good week for sports, right, with the NBA starting and the NLCS and the ALCS as well.
And there was Monday Night Football. Yeah,
and,
so we
hockey, too.
Hockey and Monday Night Football. We went to the sports book at MGM. It was kind of fun to sit there and watch and have a few drinks and stuff. So it was fun.
Good, man. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a good trip. All right, Walls, anything else before we get up out, Chia?
Not for today. I will save all the rest of my juicy thoughts for the next one.
They're juicy?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds gross.
Like that pork you ate.
It was. It was like it was wrapped in like a white fluffy thing.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
Like a pastry. I don't know what it's called though. Like marshmallow, gosh, but it was.
I know what you mean.
But it was like white, but it was good.
All right, I'm gonna shoot. Not the best angle.
Better than my angle.
Oh, close, about 2 inches short.
That's what she said. That was a perfect one for that. 2 inches short, that's what she said.
All right, pat yourself on the back. You're just like jokering it off the wall.
I have to. All right, see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message, and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.